The title of my podcast is Not Meeting Expectations, and that sounds like a bit of a downer, but is it? Hey y'all, welcome to my podcast, Not Meeting Expectations. I'm Rachel Margaret Drews, your host and author of my debut novel, Wild Woman, and more to come. Welcome to my podcast. So I realize that this podcast will not be for everyone. I wish it could be, but I will make myself crazy if I try to make it so or even think I can make it so. I am a storyteller at heart. Perhaps the one through line in all the differing interests that I have. I can't not share my heart. And that will include some personal details about me and my life. That will be in this podcast. I believe in being open, and I believe that vulnerability is a strength, and that relating creates connection. My podcast is my platform to share what lights me up, what has moved me, and what has supported me through life. The big L, life. What is that? Mostly stories, yours and mine. So, the name. Why the name Not Meeting Expectations? Because it sure sounds like a downer. But is it? So this comes from a story from a book that is lovingly referred to in recovery communities as the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And there's a story in the back of the book called Freedom from Bondage. And this woman is sharing her story. And she says, I thought life was pretty simple. You made a plan for your life and then you did it. So for her, that is what she thought. Life was pretty simple. You made a plan for your life and then you did it. Well, in her story, she found out there were troubles, feelings of insecurity and doubt that got in the way of these plans that she had for her life. I can relate so much to that story. I mean, how many times have you been asked, have we been asked, where do you see yourself in 5 years? We're taught, most of us are taught across our lifespan that we need to have a plan. And we should be working towards that plan. And I don't know about you, but if you don't stay on track, how do you feel? We are just joined by my dog, Watson. He just came for a little visit. He's wondering what Mama's doing. If you hear a little jangle, that's his collar. He's saying hello. He's joining us. He probably will for a number of the podcast episodes that we have. But he's a sweetheart. I was raised by two university professors in a college town where most everyone worked at the university. So academia, research focused. I didn't question that I wasn't going to college or would finish in 4 years in the field I would go into and work. While meeting my spouse, having kids, buying a house around probably 20, 30 years old, saving for retirement, having lovely cocktails on the regular to take the edge off, to have fun. I was well-liked by friends, their parents, teachers. I was athletic and smart, both analytically, creatively, emotionally intelligent. I was voted best all around. Why wouldn't I function at each life interval like I envisioned, like I saw others do before me and all around me? Well, by the age 18 to 19, I had a serious drinking problem. I mean serious. Yes, college drinking, but mine hit a deeper level. I was not keeping it together. My insides had been dark and going darker for years. I was suicidal and my drinking was out of control. My not drinking life was out of control. I told y'all I was going to share some personal details of my life and my experience here. The good news was that days before I turned 20 years old, I got sober. Who does that? Turns out, more people than you think. And unfortunately, not enough people. So it was a gift. At the time, on one hand, I thought my life was over, my social life. Ugh. I thought I was destined to be bored, to no end, no parties, no silliness, no excitement or coolness. On the other hand, I knew I was in a live one day at a time or die situation. I was choosing to live. And in order for me to embrace the unknown of living a sober life, I had to embrace life as an unknown. My expectations for my life needed to be chucked, even though they weren't crazy, even though they seemed reasonable. I needed a wider path, a windier path. I needed more room for where I was going, for what would be considered acceptable for me to have, to do, to be. For my recovery, aka my life, I discovered that spirituality was my solution. I found that the spiritual comes before the material. In the rugged heart of the Appalachian Mountains, where tradition and hardship intertwine, Charlene Louise Montgomery, known as Charlie, is a woman born into a legacy of struggle. Wild Woman is Rachel Margaret Drew's powerful debut novel that takes readers on a journey through the tangled webs of addiction, abuse, and ultimately redemption. Wild Woman is a raw and unflinching exploration of one woman's battle for liberation, a testament to the resilience of the human spirit and the transformative power of love, faith, and community. Rachel Margaret Drew's weaves a tapestry of hope amidst the darkness, inviting readers to witness the triumph of the human heart against all odds. Available in paperback, hardcover, and ebook formats, Wild Woman is conveniently accessible on Amazon and other online retailers, as well as through independent booksellers nationwide. If the story speaks to you, we invite you to share your thoughts and experiences by leaving a review. Your feedback not only supports the author, but also helps fellow readers discover the hope and inspiration of Wild Woman, a novel. I believe that spirituality, it's greater than religion or dogma. It is wider. It is all-encompassing and inclusive. It doesn't have to be restrictive or set in place by rules. It is expansive and dynamic and explorative. I also discovered that stories and connection are my through line, like I mentioned before. You know, I guess that happened over the course of 29 years, really. The last 29 years, to start making the connection that story and connection is my through line. All this, while I went on to finish graduate school in a field I knew nothing about, but I did it. And eventually that led me to getting to work on feature films and commercials. I was part of 2 Oscar award-winning teams for visual effects. Wow, I've held those Oscars. And I was with a lot of other people, which for me was really awesome. I wrote and published my first novel over many, many years. Taught a class in digital media at a local college most recently. And then somewhere along the way, also, I was led to a breathwork practice by a master healer. Don't be scared off if you're a lefty-brained person. I still believe in science. I'm still grounded. I use this stuff to ground me. So this might not be your podcast if that does scare you off, and that is okay. And the more I did the breathwork practice for myself and was learning about it, I realized I wanted to do that with others. I wanted to be able to facilitate this powerful, calming, releasing, grounding practice with others. And so I started working one-on-one and in groups and offering, sharing this breathwork technique that I learned, as well as offering the compassionate listening that really I've been doing most of my life. Again, the through line is in connecting. Oh yeah, and remember when I was scared that my life would be boring? I got to perform improv and stand-up when I was in Los Angeles. Great improv groups. One of my early stand-up performances was at the Comedy Store on Sunset Boulevard. Crazy. Y'all, not meeting expectations isn't lackluster or absent of movement or endeavors. It is where the ordinary becomes extraordinary, and where extraordinary is ordinary. I get to work, live my life from the inside out. I achieve from within. I build from my heart center. I can't help it. The other way doesn't work for me. I'm living always the explorer into new and not new ideas, concepts, philosophies, people, activities, your stories and mine. Not meeting expectations is the greatest gift that life showed me about life. I treasure it and share its worth with you. We are worth it. Welcome to my podcast, y'all. Thanks for listening, y'all. Not meeting expectations, that's the name of it. And it is better than having all of life figured out. I can't wait to share it with you. Because until we figure all of life out, we might as well share our stories with each other. And I love talking to folks and hearing their stories. I love the exchange that takes place when people share their ideas about life today. So keep listening. Thank you.